You're listening to UNICEF Radio. It's day 12 of the most recent fighting in Gaza, and this morning we called 16-year-old Yasmin to find out how the conflict was affecting young people in the territory. What's happening in your neighborhood right now?
Well, the circumstances here in Gaza cannot be imagined. We're living in a hard life with no electricity, no water, and even no gas and fuel to the generator to work. And there's no school to go to have education, to learn, because there's no safety in streets. We cannot walk on streets because Israel keeps launching missiles and bombing everywhere. So there's no safety to go to school to learn.
And when this started, were you in school?
I was on holiday, but my two brothers were in school, but it was very hard to get to their school and get them back home. First, we called my father and told him that my two brothers at school and they're bombing behind them. So he started to think, how can he get there? But finally, the streets were not very crowded, so he could get there.
Has the violence come close to your house?
Yes. When the Israelis bombed beside a Shifa hospital, there was a mosque. They bombed it. So it was in front of my window of my room. So all the window broke down.
Were you in the room at the time?
Yes, I was in the room, and I was so scared because all the window broke down and fall into my bed. So it was really, really scary. I was sleeping. I was really, really sleeping. I was dreaming. I started crying. So I jumped off the bed, and then I moved out of the room and went to my parents' room. And I slept all the night with them.
What have you done with your room now? Have you cleaned it up, or does it still look the same? Is there glass?
Well, there's no glass here because of the borders. There's no glass to get into Gaza. So we put an aluminium foil just to defend that the winter and such things.
Are you able to leave the house and talk to your friends and see your friends?
Well, I can't even walk out of the door. I just call them on their homes. I can open the internet sometimes if there's electricity. But to get out of home, no, I can't. It's very dangerous.
How do you think that we could end this situation?
Well, that's a tough question, but I'm going to answer you. It's very hard to think about peace, because both Hamas and Israel don't want to have peace. Israel wants to destroy Hamas, and also Hamas wants to destroy Israel. So I don't think that there is peace. But maybe if they can talk to each other, they can have share opinions, maybe. But I don't think. It's very hard.
If you could talk to the leaders of Israel and the leaders of Hamas, what would you say to them?
Well, I would say that you have to stop. Because we want to live. We are human beings. We have to live. And to stop what they are doing, to stop war. That's it.
That was 16-year-old Yasmin from Gaza City on UNICEF Radio. I'm Michael Kavanagh, Unite for Children.